Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and lots to get to on today's show. Phillies have made a move. Phillies have made a move for a starting player, Adolis Garcia. Starting, I believe he's going to be the starting right fielder for your Philadelphia Phillies in the year 2026. Signs a one-year, $10 million contract. Previously, if the name sounds familiar, spent the majority of his time in the majors with the Texas Rangers, did spend a year in the majors, a total of 21 games with the St. Louis Cardinals as well. And here's what you're getting with this guy. Listen, he is a guy who certainly has, pop in his bat. I mean, he hit 39 home runs, in 2023, 31 home runs in 2021, was an all-star in each of those respective seasons. But certainly, this is a guy who has dropped off the past couple of years. That's why he's getting, you know, 1 year, $10 million. This is certainly a bounce-back candidate. I have a number of takeaways here. First of all, I think it's very clear, if it was not already clear, Nick Castellanos will not be a Philly in 2025. I mean, Dave Dombrowski flat out saying, like, our outfield is set, which makes it seem like no Bader. That we're going Garcia, Crawford, Marsh, right to left in the outfield. So that's what I think we're doing. And as far as what else is, you know, going on with this team, so I think it means no Castellanos. I think this means people might look at it as the replacement to Castellanos. I look at it more as a replacement for Max Kepler. Because Marsh was already on the... Like, I know Castellanos is gone. I think he's Max Kepler 2.0 because, really, Garcia has very, very, like, strikingly similar numbers to Kepler the past couple of years. Like, had an 836 OPS in 2023, 2024, 2025. OPS starts with 6. This is kind of similar to what they did with Kepler a year ago where he had two seasons in a row, OPS starting with 6, previously an 800 OPS guy, corner outfield guy, and what kind of contract did he sign? A one-year, $10 million contract. So, listen, he's playing in for Garcia. A lot of people don't love it. I tweeted out he was Max Kepler 2.0, which a lot of people did not like, by the way, which I thought was interesting and bizarre. Like, I don't know why it's that bad of a comparison. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And when you kind of, you know, all other things considered, what Adolis Garcia can bring you. He is a very, very good glove, very, very strong arm. I do believe that is an upgrade over Max Kepler. You just hope he can give you some power. The strikeouts are going to be rough. Like, the strikeouts are going to be a tough thing to watch. And I already know I'm preemptively annoyed by the fact that he has 100, 110, 120 strikeouts at the All-Star break. You look at his previous highs. he struck out 100 in 2024. He struck out 177 times. Sorry, 2021 when he was an All-Star, he struck out 194 times. Now he's gone down with it each year. 183 in 2022, 175 in 2023, 177 in 2024, 135 in 2025. So very, very interesting that Adolis Garcia putting a little bit more contact on the ball. They signed him to be a power guy. They signed him to play right field. They signed him because they no longer want Nick Castellanos. They're trying to stay cheap. I would guess that next up is JT Realmuto. Like, I think that's pretty clearly what we're headed for here. And in terms of other, kind of stuff that's gone on this, recently, it feels like the narrative still is that the Phillies are absolutely going to attempt to, quote unquote, run it back. Two of your outfielders are going to be different. Like, Justin Crawford's going to be in center. Adolis Garcia's in right. Bohm, I would say, is likely to be traded. Matt Schramm maybe likely to be traded in that bullpen. Like, I don't view this as running it back. And I don't know what people want them to do exactly. Like, Harper's going to be back. Stott's most likely going to be back. Turner's going to be back. Bohm, maybe not. The outfield, like Marsh, is going to be back. I don't think it's that bad of a thing. And let's not forget that this outfield or this team did win 96 games a season ago. I mean, I get it was largely on the backs of the pitching. You are going to lose Ranger Suarez, but like this team will still be projected to win in the 90s. This team will still be projected to win the National League East. This team will still be in contention for a World Series. So once again, I find myself having to like defend against this narrative that I just don't think is actually true. I don't think that people are correct when they say they're just running it back when they're going to have, maybe a third of the lineup completely different from what it was a season ago. You have unrealistic expectations. You just want the team blown up, and you're unappreciative of, frankly, what was a very, very good season last year. Just did not end the way we wanted to in the postseason. Some other thoughts on Adolis Garcia. He played 135 games last year, 154 in 2024, 148 in 2023, 156 in 22, 149 in 21. Like, he's, trot out to right field every, kind of day type of player. And not the kind of guy like Castellanos. This is where it's a massive upgrade. That you, again, you'll need to replace late in games. Like, he absolutely is the kind of guy who wants to be out there, absolutely wants to be playing. And absolutely wants to, be on the field each and every day with his team. And he backs it up with his glove anyway. We'll see how he does with the bat. But he's likely going to be your starting everyday right fielder here for the 25 Phils. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And a lot to get to on today's show. Phillies have made a move. Phillies have made a move for a starting player, Adolis Garcia. Starting, I believe he's going to be the starting right fielder for your Philadelphia Phillies in the year 2026. Signs a one-year, $10 million contract. Previously, if the name sounds familiar, spent the majority of his time in the majors with the Texas Rangers. Did spend a year in the majors, a total of 21 games with the St. Louis Cardinals as well. And here's what you're getting with this guy. Listen, he is a guy who certainly has pop in his bat. I mean, he hit 39 home runs in 2023, 31 home runs in 2021, was an all-star in each of those respective seasons. But certainly, this is a guy who has dropped off the past couple of years. That's why he's getting 1 year, $10 million. This is certainly a bounce back candidate. I have a number of takeaways here. First of all, I think it's very clear, if it was not already clear, Nick Castellanos will not be a Philly in 2025. I mean, Dave Dombrowski flat out saying, like, our outfield is set, which makes it seem like no Bader, that we're going Garcia, Crawford, Marsh, right to left in the outfield. So that's what I think we're doing. And as far as what else is, you know, going on with this team, so I think it means no Castellanos. I think this means people might look at it as the replacement to Castellanos. I look at more as a replacement for Max Kepler, because Marsh was already on the, like, I know Castellanos is gone. I think he's Max Kepler 2.0, because really Garcia has very, very, like, strikingly similar numbers to Kepler the past couple of years. Like, had an 836 OPS in 2023, 2024, 2025, OPS starts with 6. This is kind of similar to what they did with Kepler a year ago, where he had two seasons in a row, OPS starting with 6, previously an 800 OPS guy, corner outfield guy. And what kind of contract did he sign? A one-year, $10 million contract. So, listen, he's playing in for Garcia. A lot of people don't love it. I tweeted out he was Max Kepler 2.0, which a lot of people did not like, by the way, which I thought was interesting and bizarre. Like, I don't know why it's that bad of a comparison. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And when you kind of, you know, all other things considered, what Adolis Garcia can bring you, he is a very, very good glove, very, very strong arm. I do believe that is an upgrade over Max Kepler. You just hope he can give you some power. The strikeouts are going to be rough. Like, the strikeouts are going to be a tough thing to watch. And I already know I'm preemptively annoyed by the fact that he has 100, 110, 120 strikeouts at the All-Star break. You look at his previous highs. He struck out 100 in 2024. He struck out 177 times. Sorry, 2021, when he was an All-Star, he struck out 194 times. Now, he's gone down with it each year, 183 in 2022, 175, 2023, 177 in 2024, 135 in 2025. So, very, very interesting that Adolis Garcia, putting a little bit more contact on the ball, they signed him to be a power guy. They signed him to play right field. They signed him because they no longer want Nick Castellanos. They're trying to stay cheap. I would guess that next up is JT Realmuto. Like, I think that's pretty clearly what we're headed for here. And in terms of other, you know, kind of stuff that's gone on this, you know, recently, it feels like the narrative still is that the Phillies are absolutely going to attempt to, you know, quote unquote, run it back. Two of your outfielders are going to be different. Like, Justin Crawford's going to be in center. Adolis Garcia's in right. Bohm, I would say, is likely to be traded. Matt Schramm, maybe likely to be traded in that bullpen. Like, I don't view this as running it back. And I don't know what people want them to do exactly. Like, Harper's going to be back. Stott's most likely going to be back. Turner's going to be back. Bohm, maybe not. The outfield, like, Marsh is going to be back. I don't think it's that bad of a thing. And let's not forget that this outfield or this team did win 96 games a season ago. I mean, I get it was largely on the backs of the pitching. You are going to lose Ranger Suarez, but like this team will still be projected to win in the 90s. This team will still be projected to win the National League East. This team will still be in contention for a World Series. So once again, I find myself having to like defend against this narrative that I just don't think is actually true. I don't think, like, I don't think that people are correct when they say they're just running it back when they're going to have, you know, maybe a third of the lineup completely different from what it was a season ago. You have unrealistic expectations. You just want the team blown up, and you're unappreciative of, frankly, what was a very, very good season last year. Just did not end the way we wanted to in the postseason. Some other thoughts on Adolis Garcia. He played 135 games last year, 154 in 2024, 148 in 2023, 156 in 22, 149 in 21. Like, he's, you know, trot out to right field every, you know, kind of day type of player. And not the kind of guy like Castellanos. This is where it's a massive upgrade. That you, again, you'll need to replace late in games. Like, he absolutely is the kind of guy who wants to be out there, absolutely wants to be playing, and absolutely wants to you know, be on the field each and every day with his team, and he backs it up with his glove anyway. We'll see how he does with the bat, but he's likely going to be your starting every day right fielder here for the 25 Phils. You know, kind of stuff that's gone on this, you know, recently. It feels like the narrative still is that the Phillies are absolutely going to attempt to, you know, quote unquote, run it back. Two of your outfielders are going to be different. Like Justin Crawford's going to be in center. Adolis Garcia's in right. Bohm, I would say, is likely to be traded. Matt Schramm maybe likely to be traded in that bullpen. Like, I don't view this as running it back. And I don't know what people want them to do exactly. Like, Harper's going to be back. Stott's most likely going to be back. Turner's going to be back. Bohm, maybe not. The outfield, like Marsh, is going to be back. I don't think it's that bad of a thing. And let's not forget that this outfield or this team did win 96 games a season ago. I mean, I get it was largely on the backs of the pitching. You are going to lose Ranger Suarez, but like this team will still be projected to win in the 90s. This team will still be projected to win the National League East. This team will still be in contention for a World Series. So once again, I find myself having to like defend against this narrative that I just don't think is actually true. I don't think that people are correct when they say they're just running it back when they're going to have, you know, maybe a third of the lineup completely different from what it was a season ago. You have unrealistic expectations. You just want the team blown up, and you're unappreciative of, frankly, what was a very, very good season last year. Just did not end the way we wanted to in the postseason. Some other thoughts on Adolis Garcia. He played 135 games last year, 154 in 2024, 148 in 2023, 156 in 22, 149 in 21. Like he's, you know, trot out to right field every, kind of day type of player. And not the kind of guy like Castellanos. This is where it's a massive upgrade that, again, you'll need to replace late in games. Like he absolutely is the kind of guy who wants to be out there, absolutely wants to be playing. And absolutely wants to, you know, be on the field each and every day with his team. And he backs it up with his glove anyway. We'll see how he does with the bat. But he's likely going to be your starting every day right fielder here for the 25 Phils. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And lots to get to on today's show. Phillies have made a move. Phillies have made a move for a starting player, Adolis Garcia. Starting, I believe he's going to be the starting right fielder for your Philadelphia Phillies in the year 2026. Signs a one-year, $10 million contract. Previously, if the name sounds familiar, spent the majority of his time in the majors with the Texas Rangers. Did spend a year in the majors, a total of 21 games with the St. Louis Cardinals as well. And here's what you're getting with this guy. Listen, he is a guy who certainly has pop in his bat. I mean, he hit 39 home runs in 2023, 31 home runs in 2021, was an all-star in each of those respective seasons. But certainly, this is a guy who has dropped off the past couple of years. That's why he's getting, you know, 1 year, $10 million. This is certainly a bounce back candidate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.